Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. What time is it, Frank?
1 o'clock.
What do we do at 1 o'clock?
Final hour of the show.
And? And?
It's been a while, dude. Relax.
I know, it has
Let
been
me
a
figure
while.
It out.
We've had a couple of days off.
We
the
have.
Turkey got to your head. Maybe the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Gravy. 1 o'clock means
I'm lost. I'm lost.
By the way, do we have the pair of those tickets? Are we giving those away today?
Yes. Yes, we are.
You know, that was our return music right there.
There you go.
There you go. We're going to be giving those away in a second, but it's 1 o'clock. You know what that means? Time for today's biggest fan. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Vanessa Ruiz in San Diego. Vanessa Ruiz in San Diego. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for a grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Vanessa Ruiz in San Diego. Give us a call. You got 10 minutes. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We have Zach Bryan tickets to give away. We'll do that going into the next break. Juan, that's me. No, it's not. Sorry, big dog. All right. Nate, who are these people? Couldn't tell you. Let's get to today's NFL whip around.
I agree. Let's do that.
All right. Fun day in the NFL yesterday and throughout the week. So I thought going into the weekend, the best games are going to be on Thursday, and the best games kind of were on Thursday. The game on Friday was pretty good, too, between the Bears and the Packers. Sunday, some decent games mixed in, but they really capped it off with a really great performance on Sunday night. Let's talk about from Thursday on, since we weren't on the last handful of days. Thanksgiving Thursday was a fun day for the NFL, starting with the Packers and the Lions, Frank.
That it was. The Green Bay Packers taking down the Detroit Lions. Lions looked bad in that game. 31-24. Packers now 8-3-1. Lions 7-5.
I don't think the Lions are going to make the playoffs. Is that a bold statement?
No, I don't.
I don't think
so
they're
going to
make the playoffs. You start looking at the playoff standings right now in the National Football League. I like where the Packers are playing right now. I think the Packers are going to get the betterment of the better of the Bears in the next couple of weeks. They got them next week at Lambeau. I think the Packers win that game, and they track down Chicago. But the Lions are in a little bit of a jam right now to finish the season. I think the Cowboys are playing really good football. We're going to get to them in a second. But the Lions and the Cowboys play on Thursday. And then after that, the Lions got to go to L.A. to take on the Rams. That's not an easy game, even though they lost to Carolina over the weekend. They get to host the Steelers. You don't know what type of Steelers team you're going to get. And then in Week 17, Lions go to Minnesota. Might be able to get a win there. And then the final week of the season, they play at Chicago, probably for a chance to win for a playoff spot on the line. So if you look at the next 5 weeks for the Lions, they got the Cowboys, they got the Rams, they got the Steelers, and they got the Bears. They got to win more than two of those games if they want to make the playoffs, and I don't see them beating anybody besides maybe the Cowboys and the Steelers. I got the Vikings, too. The Vikings and Steelers? That's only getting them two wins in the next 5 weeks. They're going to go 2-3. And if the Lions are 2-3, that means they finish 9-8. I don't think 9-8 gets you in the playoffs in the NFC this year.
I don't think so either. I think it's going to be a tough hill to climb for the Lions. Speaking of a tough hill to climb, the Kansas City Chiefs hill keeps getting tougher and tougher to climb as they fall to the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, 31-28. Cowboys now 6-5-1.
Cowboys are a game and a half behind the Eagles in first place, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A game and a half behind the Eagles in first place. Eagles are trending in the wrong direction. We're going to talk about that game in a second. I think this game means more about Dallas than it does Kansas City. For the Kansas City Chiefs, I still think they're going to find a way to the playoffs. They got Houston next week. Houston's defense has played really well. And after that, they got the Chargers at home, which I think they win that game. Then they got to go to Tennessee, who sucks. That's going to be a win. They got Denver at home, which is another game I think they win because it's at home. And then they go play the Raiders. I think the Chiefs are going to be in contention here in a second. But they still have a little time. The Cowboys kind of have their backs against the wall. I know they're only a game and a half behind Philadelphia. They got a big one against the Lions on Thursday. But Cowboys got the job done. They just got to be able to survive on defense because their offense is going to score some points.
And that tie against the Packers could bite Dallas in the butt, especially if it gets close enough. The nightcap in the Thursday night trio, the Cincinnati Bengals. I was really surprised at this one with how good Baltimore has been playing. Bengals handled the Ravens pretty well. 32-14. Joe Burrow is back. Bengals now 4-8. Ravens 6-6.
The Bengals can't win that division. I didn't think so, but then after Thursday, they're two games back.
That is the good thing about the division being as bad as it is.
The Bengals got to play, like the Bengals, they get to play the Ravens again in 2 weeks. And if they win that game, they're going to be almost in the driver's seat. But here's what, like, they have to make it through, even if they lose to Buffalo. I think they have a really good chance of potentially winning the division. It's wide open now. I mean, the Ravens got to play the Packers near the end of the year. I don't know if they beat the Packers or not when the Bengals get to play the Cardinals. I don't think the Steelers are relatively in play either. But if I start going through the upcoming schedule of who's going to win and who's not going to win between the Steelers and the Lions and the Ravens, the Bengals, I'm telling you, the Bengals are going to be right there in the conversation to potentially win the division.
And that division, the only thing we know for sure about that division is that that division is not going to have multiple teams.
I just went through it. So I have Cincinnati losing to Buffalo. I have Cincinnati beating Baltimore. Cincinnati beating the Dolphins, beating the Cardinals, and beating the Browns. Is any of that crazy?
No.
No, it's not. And then in the meantime, I got the Ravens beating the Steelers, lose to the Bengals, as mentioned, Steelers beating the Dolphins. I mean, Steelers are probably going to lose to the Lions. Without going through every single game, I got the Bengals going 8-9. I got Baltimore going 8-9, and I got Pittsburgh going 8-9. And guess who they said the tiebreaker is based on the playoff machine? Cincinnati. If they all go 8-9, which is highly likely, the Bengals are going to be the fourth seed in the playoffs. That division is going to be fun to watch down the stretch. I thought the Bengals were dead and buried. Joe Burrow, you know, we said, don't even bring Joe Burrow back. Yeah. There's no reason to.
Yep.
There's reason to now. They got a good chance at winning the division. And we had that Bengals fan in our chat the other day. He's like, oh, I got to fire Taylor and all this other. Bro, they're going to win the division. Which would totally eliminate our entire thing about the Ravens. But Ravens and Bengals, that game, not next week, but the week after, will be for the division. Because if the Ravens win that game, I think they're going to finish 9-8. They'll win the division by a game over Pittsburgh. But if the Bengals win at home against Baltimore, they'll win the division. That is the division championship next week. Who would have thought a Thursday night on Thanksgiving, Joe Burrow lighting up the scoreboard with the Cincinnati Bengals? They're right there. Juan's like, relax about Cincinnati. Bro, they look better. They're way different with Joe Burrow than they are without Joe Burrow. They're right there. It's a beauty of the NFL, man. Made it to Friday, finally.
Yep, on to Friday. The Philadelphia Eagles definitely looked more like the
E-L-G-F-E-S Eagles!
As they lost embarrassingly at home to the now 9-3 team that plays in Chicago at Soldier Field, a team that is known as
the Bears.
The Bears.
24-15.
That was a surprising loss to me for the Eagles. I thought for sure they'd be able to win that game and bounce back from, you know, what happened in Dallas. I think that puts them behind the eight ball now, because if Dallas is able to get tied with Philadelphia at the end of the year, they get the tiebreaker. So a game and a half behind Philly with five to go. And Philadelphia has to play the Chargers this week on the road. They haven't looked good on the road. They have to play. After that, they'll get the Raiders, so they'll win. They got to play Washington twice. And by the way, Washington gave Denver a run for their money last night. And I don't know if Jaden Daniels will be back at all. I don't remember if he's out for the season or not. The Eagles got to play the Bills in Buffalo week 17. The Cowboys could potentially pass Philadelphia down the stretch. I mean, the pressure is on. That's a fun division race to watch. If it wasn't for Washington, the Giants getting catastrophic injuries, that'd be a hell of a division race for most teams in that division. And that division is cursed. Has anybody repeated as champions in that division the last, like, 25 years, whatever it is? It's been somebody new every single year.
You know what isn't new, though? As the time passes over, we have now six straight shows where the biggest fan
holidays
has not called. Off to Sunday. The 9-4.
Worse.
Yeah. The 9-4 San Francisco 49ers beating the Cleveland Browns, who now fall to 3-9, 26-8.
What's up, Shador? What happened, buddy? Hey, you see, he said after the game against the Raiders, hey, imagine if I just practiced with these guys for multiple weeks. Well, you did.
Yeah, well.
And they got their ass kicked.
That worked out well.
Yeah. The special teams didn't help them out either. But San Francisco is at another division race.
Moving on.
Did you see where the NFC West?
Yeah.
All nine wins.
Yep.
LA, Seattle, San Francisco.
The 8-4 Jacksonville Jaguars beating the 1-11 Tennessee Titans 25-3. There were a bunch of either really competitive or completely uncompetitive games this week.
Yeah, that game's not fun. Tennessee's not going to win any other game from here on out. They might be able to get. There was one game I thought they might be able to win, and it's probably week four. It's probably this week against Cleveland. That's the only other way. They're going to go to Jacksonville. They're not going to win. Oh, they got, you know what? I lied. Week 17, they might beat the Saints at home. But if they don't beat the Saints in Week 17, they're losing out, and they're going to finish the season 1-15. 1-16, whatever the hell it is now.
The now 7-5 Houston Texans said, well, you may be our Colts, but this is your loss. Colts go to 8-4 after losing to the Texans 20-16.
Colts are now not in a playoff spot, correct? Are not in a division leading spot, right? Jacksonville is now tied for the lead, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they are both tied, yes.
And they will play each other this weekend in Jacksonville. The Colts, I was not a huge believer in the Colts at the beginning of the season. Daniel Jones starting to come back to earth. You're slowing down Jonathan Taylor. The Texans' defense is phenomenal. Now, if the Texans just had a competent quarterback, because C.J. Stroud has just not been good since his rookie year, and a competent offense, you know, the Texans would be in a prime spot, but that's another division. 8-4 Jacksonville, 8-4 Indianapolis, and guess who's right behind them a game back?
Yeah, Houston's
the
right
Houston
there.
The Houston Texans. There's so many divisions that have three teams well within the race within a couple of games. This is a fun, competitive league in the National Football League this year.
Did you see the report that came out over the holiday weekend that Daniel Jones is playing on a broken leg? He has a fractured fibula.
If it's a clean break, we've had guys do that.
Oh, no, it's a fracture. So he's playing on it. Stephen Holder on ESPN writing, Colts quarterback Daniel Jones battling a fibula injury has limited his mobility. They say that as if he was Michael Vick. Faced an unfortunate matchup on Sunday, the Houston Texans and their ferocious pass rush. So, yeah, he is dealing with a big leg injury, is Daniel Jones, suffered during the season.
I can't believe he's still playing.
I mean,
he's not. They're not. They don't look very good with him in there. I mean, is he playing? And is he even helping the team?
That's kind of the point.
I mean, if he's just going to hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor, everybody knows he can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now with that report being out there, you're like, all right, well, this guy's not going to beat us. Let's just try to stop Jonathan Taylor.
Exactly right. Another bad but close game. The now 2-10 New Orleans Saints falling to the 5-7 Miami Dolphins 21-17.
Saints are trash. They're so bad.
I'm not salty Daniel Jones is thriving in Indianapolis. I'm just saying that he has a leg injury. That is why the Colts have slipped. He's playing on a broken leg.
The Saints, this is the epitome of the Saints. So they score to make it 19-17, right?
Mm.
They decide to go for two.
It would have been 18-17. Never mind.
It was 19-17. They decided to go for two to make it 19-19.
No, it would have been 18-17 because if the Dolphins kicked a field goal, there's no other way to get 2 points other than a safety.
The Dolphins got the... It was 19-17.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. I know what you're talking about. Lined up to go for two.
And they threw a pick two.
Yes, that's... Yeah, you're right.
On the two. So instead of it potentially being 19-all, or if they would have kicked the extra point, it would have been 19-18, and guess what? They would have been, on the last drive, able to kick a field goal to potentially win the game. They give up. They throw the pick. It goes 90-something yards the other way for a 2-point conversion. And the Dolphins have a huge... They flip the swing. And now it's 21-17. They ended up losing 21-17. But they were down 4 on the final drive when they could have been down 3 or less. If they just kicked the point after attempt. I would have gone for 2 also, but you can't let them return it back for 2.
It was
Saints are bad.
It was a successful 2-point conversion.
How about them Jets?
Yeah, how about them Jets? Adam, cover your ears.
No, he probably likes this for a better draft pick now. He's at that point in the season.
Falcons fall to 4-8 after losing to the Jets in a MetLife Stadium that was about a quarter filled. 27-24, New York Jetropolitans take the win.
Yeah. Remember the Falcons got off to a decent start? Well,
yeah.
They're not very good. Good for the Jets. Hey.
You want to run through these last couple games here really quickly?
Yeah, sure.
9-3 Arizona Cardinals losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bucks go to 7-5, 20-17.
Yeah, there's nothing you could really pull out of that game. Panthers beat the Rams 31-28.
Won the coin toss.
They won the coin toss? That continues to go?
I would have to assume.
You're going to have to look that up during
the
break.
That's the only highlight you need from that game is the coin toss.
Rams had like 6 minutes to go. They could have, you know, taken the lead. I thought they were definitely going. That Stafford fumble killed them. Tough loss for the Rams, but they're still right there in contention for the number one seed in the NFC.
Seahawks,
Vikings are so bad.
Yeah, Seahawks blanked the Vikings 26-0. Seahawks now go into that three-way tie in the NFC West.
See what happens? You don't have a quarterback? That quarterback play was awful for Minnesota.
What a throw.
Absolutely awful. Yeah, you thought the Saints play was bad? The throw on fourth down for a pick six? Jeez Louise.
Oops.
Kevin O'Connell's going to be pulling his hair out watching his team play.
Bills beat the Steelers 26-7
cool.
in Pittsburgh.
Chargers beat the Raiders. Raiders are awful.
And then the Broncos beating the Commanders 27-26 in overtime to cap out the weekend.
That guy was open, too. What a great knockdown there for the Broncos. Broncos are now tied for the longest stretch in the NFL in winning games in a row by less than 3 points in every game.
And remember how I said, cheers to the Giants not ruining your Sunday?
They can ruin your Monday now.
No, it's impossible because it's Monday. Monday is ruined just by being Monday. Oh, so
it's even better.
Giants-Pats. Giants looking to try to avoid their 11th loss of the season, giving the Patriots their 11th win of the season.
Them having the number on the Patriots would be hilarious. It would be hilarious.
Again,
Patriots
always
beat up.
They always play each other very, very closely. I would not be surprised. If the Giants are going to win one more game this year, I would not be surprised if this is it. 7.5 is the line. Pats are favorite.
I'll take
naturally.
The Patriots. Take the Patriots. I need a big day out of Hunter Henry and Stephon Diggs. I hope it's an ass kicking. Anyway.
That's the Fubo.
That's the NFL for you. When we come back, how was Survivor Series for Frank? We'll talk about it on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number sports station, 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, we had a lot of good events. Well, we had a lot of events in town this weekend. Unfortunately, not a lot of them went San Diego's way. Now,
good on UCSD basketball, which we'll get to in a bit.
Yeah, or...
That was our only winner of the weekend.
We didn't have the local San Diego WWE guys win?
Yes.
There you go. And that's going to get our segment into Survivor Series over the weekend. Now, Bennett Woods got to go. Frank went. Get the full experience. It was one of the main... one of the big pay-per-views that they usually do, but we got to host it here at Petco Park. Sounded like it was a fun time. What was your experience with Survivor Series?
For those of you who don't know wrestling, Survivor Series was the second pay-per-view that WWE has ever put on. The first one was WrestleMania, and the second one was 6 months away, Survivor Series. So Survivor Series has a long history of being one of the tentpole pay-per-view or now premium live events that WWE puts on every year. Walking into the ballpark and seeing two rings in the where second base should be and a massive, massive scaffold overhang with screens was incredible. Something you don't see at Petco Park every single day. Really, really cool. I am still trying to recover some of my hearing. It was oh so loud. Understandable, but my God, it was loud. When the pyro is half as loud as the music in the scene for the thing. My goodness. The Women's War Games match was first. Charlotte Flair, who is the legitimate daughter of Ric Flair. Alexa Bliss, Io Sky. Oh, who were the other two? Rhea Ripley and one last one who I'm upset with myself. I'm forgetting. Oh no, that was five, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that was one. The opener. Io Sky did a swanton, which is like basically a front flip where you land on your back. Yeah, exactly. Go Aztecs. AJ Lee. That's who it was.
Nikki Bella.
No, Nikki Bella was in the dinner match. Did a swanton, which is basically a front flip off the top of the cage with a garbage can over her head, like she was in a garbage can on top of a 15-foot high cage. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen in person. That was unbelievable. After that was John Cena versus Dominic Mysterio. Dominic Mysterio, son of Rey Mysterio. And John Cena in his final pay-per-view match and second-to-last match of his career. I was never a big John Cena fan growing up. Exactly. Just... kind of the way he was shoved down your throat is like he is the guy. But still, you couldn't help but feel that Saturday night was special. Like it was the end of an era. Dominic wins. Liv Morgan, the queen herself, returns. Loved seeing that. Dominic wins the Intercontinental Championship, as you would have expected if you're a wrestling fan who has watched wrestling for a long time, would have happened. You have to get the belt off of John Cena in some way, shape, or form before he retires. This is where it was. Dom wins in front of his home crowd. Special moment for him. Special moment for San Diego. Crowd was into that match more than any other. But yeah, a great, great match overall. After that was Stephanie Vaquer versus Nikki Bella for the Women's Championship. As I said before, Nikki Bella was in the dinner match. This is where I went to the concession stand to get a shirt for my cousin. This is where I went to Hodad's up on the 300 level. Did not see a single thing of this match. I know purely by the music that Stephanie Vaccour won. Back in my seat for the men's War Games match to close out the show. Good opening. Bron Breakker, who is the son of Rick Steiner, one of the Steiner brothers. This guy is a freak. An absolute freak athlete. Him running the ropes, he has been clocked at 22 miles an hour running the ropes. The guy is insane. He opens up War Games with CM Punk, who is one of the biggest names that WWE has. Which I would love to see them going one-on-one, period. Great, great open. I was in on that entirely. Cody Rhodes came out next for the men's team. Surprising. So you have both of the company's champions opening up the War Games. Thought they would have come out later. Then as the match goes on, Lesnar was the last guy out for... Brock Lesnar was the last guy out for the heel team. As alluded to in the chat, there was a masked man who came in, jumped over and into the cage to ruin the finish to CM Punk. Adam Paul in the chat said, yeah, you do the stupid yeet deal during the match, what was supposed to be violent. That, to me, I normally don't like joke stuff like that in the middle of matches like this. But as a way to bring out Brock Lesnar as the spoiler of the fun, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind how they used it in that context. Heel team wins. The men's match was clearly built to forward a storyline. Whoever this masked man is, assuming it's Austin Theory, which is the reports online, that's going to be a thing with CM Punk joining the heel side or the Vision as they're in their faction. There was a tease of Cody and Roman Reigns starting up a thing again. So the men's match was more to build and forward storylines than anything else, which doesn't feel great as a fan being there. Overall, the event was kind of meh. Like, the show itself was kind of meh. I've seen better, I've seen worse in many years of watching wrestling. But the event itself was incredible. San Diego did such a great job of putting this on. There was stuff going on at the convention center, not just the day of, but after the show. Sunday, there was an event. There was stuff going on at the convention center. I believe there was stuff on Friday going on at the convention center as well for Survivor Series. Petco was packed. 47,000 some odd people were there. And Ben and Woods, I'm sure they talked about it during the morning show. When the matches were going on, you could do anything in the concourse. The second the matches were over, you could not move in the concourse. Everyone was in on everything that happened tonight. It was a wonderful, wonderful event. The show itself for a WWE show was okay. The first time I've been to a WWE show in probably about 8 or 9 years. I'm excited for WWE to come back to more likely than not the sports arena at some point next year.
Yeah, I think it's great that Petco Park is able to host that, right?
Yeah.
Be big enough to host something like that. You know, it's not going to be big enough to host WrestleMania. You need a gigantic facility.
No, and they're
that.
Going to Saudi Arabia soon, too, but for WrestleMania.
This is like the events that you can host when you have the facilities to host them. Petco Park is a great facility. So glad that we have that. We got NASCAR coming. More big events coming to San Diego, which is great.
Which NASCAR is having a lot of fun right now. They're their lawsuit with 2311 and Front Row Motorsports started today.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's going to be incredible. Yeah. Already some juicy stuff coming out of there.
You can get that on the Frank Marchese podcast on social media. When we come back, let's get to some college football. What happened during the Thanksgiving break, how we all did in picks. Plus, we'll talk about the conference championship games that are set. Some stuff that's not Lane Kiffin related. Well, maybe it is. To wrap up the show on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego Sports Station, 97 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're going to talk about college football here in a second. Some other things I want to get to with college football. When it comes to coaching hires and all that stuff. We talked about the Lane Kiffin saga for a while. But before we do that, we do have tickets to give away for Zach Bryant. Zach Bryant at Snapdragon Stadium on July 31st. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. If you call in right now, the fifth caller will win a pair of tickets to see Zach Bryan at Snapdragon Stadium on July 31st. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Played one of his songs. We have a couple of his songs as rejoiner music. But he'll be here July 31st. A little bit earlier than some of the tickets we gave away for Guns N' Roses, right, Frank?
Yeah, right.
833-288-9973. Fifth caller, and you win tickets to Zach Bryan here at Snapdragon Stadium, July 31st, 2026. I mean, I can't believe it's like already 2026, but at the same time, today's the 1st of December, which I, that snuck up on me fast.
Happy 35th anniversary to my parents, by the way.
Oh, happy 35th anniversary to the Marchese family. That's great. You got married on December 1st.
Yep.
How about that? Today's the 1st of December. So while Frank deals with that, let's set up what's going on with college football. And the thing is, and this is what's interesting. You look at the college football situation. Now, a lot of SEC schools might have rushed the process. But my biggest question right now is, what is Penn State doing? We have signing day coming up, which, by the way, we talked about the calendar before. The calendar of college football. Like, to me, I don't understand why signing day is the day that it is. I mean, signing day is, I think it's coming up this Wednesday. I don't understand why it needs to be this early. Signing day is Wednesday. So as I was kind of alluding to again, and I got Frank's a Penn State fan, but I don't understand why Penn State doesn't have a head coach yet.
I mean, you're waiting to see who comes out of conference championship week. The coaching carousel just began. That's really the only thing I can think of right now. And by the way, congratulations to Anthony in San Diego on the tickets.
So signing day is Wednesday. James Franklin currently is grabbing a bunch of what would be Penn State recruits.
Yes.
Are now going to Virginia Tech. I think Troy Huhn's probably one of those guys, the quarterback at Mission Hills. He's getting a lot of those players. Penn State, at the end of the season, is about to lose their entire roster because they're all going to go where? Into the transfer portal. Your ability to bring some of those guys back require you to hire a head coach. This is why LSU hired Lane Kiffin as early as they did. This is why all of these hirings are happening right now because of this like signing day that doesn't make any sense. Signing day should be at the end of the season. It should be after the season is over. I mean, college football should really take notes out of the book of the NFL in terms of like having an event every single month of the year. They're a professional entity now. They should be able to go out there and do it. Go be professional. Like, have signing day after the end of the season. Have the transfer portal open up at a certain time. Have the whatever. I mean, the whole, like, enrolling early thing, seeing another... They need to go away with a lot of the things that were the benefits of being a college athlete and just make it the professional sports. But, again, you go back to Penn State. Where's their search going? Like, do we have any news on it? I think, well, maybe it's Heupel. Nope. Maybe it's, you know, maybe Kalen DeBoer will take the Penn State job. Like, sounded like this 3 hours ago, they had a source saying Penn State was in talks with Kalani Sitake, who was the BYU head coach. And then all of a sudden, BYU said, I think I saw a thing where BYU is giving Kalani Sitake a contract extension.
The last thing I saw was that they might have been targeting Notre Dame's head coach. I don't see him leaving.
Marcus Freeman?
Yeah, Marcus Freeman. I don't see him leaving Notre Dame. But that was a couple weeks ago when I saw that. That's the last I've really seen as far as big names are concerned going to Penn State.
I don't understand what Penn State's doing. They got to try to get in front of this. I mean, with every single time they put themselves behind the eight ball. And again, it comes down to the college football schedule. Like Jake Water keeps saying, like, that's what the FBS coaches are saying. I just think it's just what some of the, I think the prominent ones make these decisions because it benefits them and it makes it hard to compete for everybody else. But the reality is all these conferences need to get together and put in rules where signing day is after the season and the transfer portal is after the season and all of these coaching carousels are after the season, and all of this stuff is after the season where there's no advantage to making your coaching decisions before the end of the season. All these teams are hiring all these coaches throughout. I mean, Tulane just lost their head coach. Ole Miss lost their head coach. James Madison lost their head coach. I mean, we're talking about teams that are competing for a college football playoff spot before conference championship games are losing their coaches and potential players. Like, guys are entering the transfer portal. I mean, I already saw a thing, and again, my perspective's different because, you know, I watch TCU, obviously. They already got a commitment from an Oklahoma State guy that left in the portal when Gundy got fired. He's already like, I'm going to commit to TCU as an offensive tackle. What are we doing? They got to be able to find, like, this is the stuff that they need to fix in college athletics. The money thing is one thing. But what I don't understand is kind of the schedule of the terms of events. I mean, you could say what you want about the situation at hand with the transfer portal and with, you know, with everything involved in college athletics. But to me, it's like, I don't know why they don't have this stuff all at the end of the season. And to say it's like to get kids enrolled at the next semester is just a joke. Just stop it. Maybe they should move the season up a little bit and start it in mid-August when, you know, high school football starts. And so you're done earlier. I mean, this thing keeps continuing to drag out. I mean, there's so many things I would do with college football. One of them in particular would be get rid of conference championship games. We have those this weekend, right?
Yep.
With the giant conferences and no divisions, it's stupid. Like, Indiana and Ohio State. Let's just talk about them for a second. What's the point of either of them playing in this game? What's the point?
Keep that undefeated season. Keep that perfect.
Who cares?
Season,
like it's an extra game that doesn't matter. It's an extra game that doesn't matter that they're trying to not get their players hurt in before they get ready for the college football playoff. They're both going to be in the playoff. There's no extra incentive to win that game aside from, like, I guess you get to say you're a Big Ten champion. And you get a bye. I mean, the season takes for, I mean, the amount of weeks that have to go by before you even play some of these games. If you get a first round bye, I mean, you're going to play for like 3 or 4 weeks. There's no point in that game. Georgia and Alabama, they're probably both going to make the playoff. I mean, Bama maybe is on the fringe, but again, it's like, why are we playing some of these games? I'd go back to the divisions in the conferences. I'd set it up with the top two, whatever, make it in each division. I mean, there's so many things I could lay out for you. I mean, I could put together the perfect plan and present it tomorrow. Maybe I'll do that. But I would totally change the calendar. A lot of coaches, as Jake Waters said in the chat, because he asked a lot of them at the Big Ten media days, you know, they all like the current calendar. They probably all like the current calendar because they have all the leverage when it comes to contracts and money. I mean, think about all the coaches that are talking around and looking around for other jobs and then get a big contract extension overnight. Of course they like this calendar. It benefits them. It's a stupid calendar for the competitiveness of the sport. I don't get a lot of things with college athletics. It doesn't make any sense. The whole structure and everything is just so messed up. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
We'll have a lot more to talk about tomorrow too, because college basketball did not go well for San Diego over the Thanksgiving break either. I think one of the teams is playing tomorrow as well. Which school's playing tomorrow?
Yeah, San Diego State
UC
is not.
UC San Diego's playing Nevada tomorrow.
That's the only team that actually looks good right now for San Diego.
7-0. Go Tritons.
The bubble. When does the bubble pop? You know what? Maybe I'll put together a college football proposal for this week. It all falls on deaf ears because nobody ever does anything about it, but things need to change. I think Lane Kiffin really put that in a forward motion. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Suprenant. Gwynn and Chris, coming up next. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.